We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey again, everyone, it's John Ramey. It's another episode of the Wolfpack Podcast. On this one, Corey Rush breaks down the Wolfpack bye week, and he sifts through the Hawaii loss. Also, we preview San Jose State. Corey tells us about the new starting quarterback, Malik Henry. But leading off, as always, Hall of Famer Mike Edwards has our homecoming edition of the Tailgate Tour. Mike talks to Matt Araldi, this year's Alumni Service Award winner. Araldi and Edwards then visit with former Nevada coach and current Hawaii offensive line coach, Mark Weber, plus a Nick Rolovich cameo. Here's Mike.
I am headed out to a tailgate tour number 5. Home versus Hawaii, and we have homecoming, and we are going to obviously head to the alumni section during homecoming, see who else is new showing up. Speaking of, just about a half an hour ago, it was snowing. In typical North Nevada weather, we are almost blue sky, so it's a little bit chilly out, but we are going to go try and find some Wolfpack gung-ho fans out there. You can see the smell it when the coldness comes out. The smells come out as well. So lots of people out and about since the rain has stopped. We're gonna rock and roll here in a second and have some fun. Looking for a Wolfpack home win. See you in a few. At Nevada Wolfpack Alumni Shed, they're setting up some tents right now, and they brought out from the deep, dark vats of the back right corner, I know that because I probably put that away a couple weeks ago, is a concoction of brew. Halloween's coming up. What do you got going on, Matt Araldi? Jeremy Harrison?
Little hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Obviously nothing special in the hot chocolate, but although that would be nice on a day like today. Matt Araldi, the guy who bleeds blue, I'm back at an interview with you, obviously. Let us know about what anyone missed last night.
Last night we had some alumni service awards and just outstanding young alumni awards and alumnus of the year. It was a bunch of people got some awards last night.
And on those people, that list of people that bleed silver and blue, who was on that list? Brag about yourself now.
Yours truly. I made it somehow. I don't know. Somebody likes me somewhere, I guess. It was pretty cool. It was nice feeling up there. But like I said, there were a lot of people who got awards. A lot of people do the stuff that we do. And, you know, there's a lot of love for the silver and blue.
For sure, and it was a great night from what I heard. And what's the actual title of your award? I mean, the biggest blue bleeder. You got to check the specs.
Association Service Award.
The Service Award. And you've been serving the alumni chapter of Nevada football for how many years?
Since 94. When I was done playing, I had nothing else to do, so I started doing this.
If there was a historic award, you would definitely take it. Because most people go and do their thing and come back a couple years later and trickle in, trickle out. You've seen the top of the top and the lows of the lows. You've been there thick and thin. Have you ever missed an actual home game? I'm putting you on the spot right here.
I think I missed one home game. It was a while ago.
Since 94. One home game missed. And days like today, it's kind of easy to sit on the couch, Matteroli.
Nah.
And the coldness brings a little snow on the field.
Hey, game day, baby.
Doesn't matter.
They don't call the game because of the weather.
Tell us about what homecoming means to you.
Homecoming means to me, I mean, just what it says. You're coming home. This is where a lot of us grew up. A lot of us became men and women, you know, all our girlfriends and wives and, you know, significant others that we've met here through the years, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's great when we honor some certain teams in the past, and you know, we're over at the wall and they're saying, man, we need to do this every year, and I said, we do. It's homecoming.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's about, coming back. It's kind of designated every year, you know, coming home.
That is Matt Araldi. Last night, Wolfpack Walk. Anybody you haven't seen in a while at the Wolfpack Walk?
My boy Todd Scherer was in town. Was it Kevin Bassford was in town. Mark McVay made an appearance. He actually spoke to the team. And, you know, what he said resonated from a lot of us. We all feel the same way, you know. It's over in a blink of an eye. And, you know, just go out and do hard. Take advantage of your opportunities. And, you know, just go hard.
Love you, Matteroli. I'm coming around to help you out a little bit. Get dirty. All right, just left Nevada football alumni section with Matteroli, Jeremy Harrison. They got some tents out there. I don't think it's going to rain anymore. Scattered showers earlier, but blue skies today. How you guys doing? You waiting for all your friends? Got empty chairs. What the heck? They'll be here because they're diehards like you guys.
No, they're not. They're all like, fucking weenies, but they'll be here.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to caress those. Well, that sounds weird. Caress the weenies to come and tailgate with you.
Some of them are my kids, and they're definitely.
Oh, you?
One of them is laying on the fucking couch right now, so he's not coming to the weather sign.
Hey, that is not. Tell him that's not the Nevada way. Rick?
Are you the Mike Edwards that used to play?
I am the Mike Edwards you used to play.
We got here to hear Chris Alt got here.
Okay.
76.
Okay.
And while we're, you want a beer, or did they let you drink while you were?
We've all been trying to figure out if we've ever had. There's only one game I can remember that was better than Purdue, and that was Boise.
Boise State, yeah.
I think that might have been.
Purdue was awesome.
Yeah, it was just too crazy, right?
Marianne, you want two hamburgers? I'll take two hamburgers.
Hello.
Oh. Awesome. Coach Roy, how you doing, bud? Good to see you.
You guys doing all right?
Good. Yeah. Did you bring the snow in here?
Now it's gone.
You know how it goes, right? So we're looking for Mark Weber. He recruited back out of way back out of high school.
My junior senior coach. Because I had Ricky for a
while. Mark Weber! What's up?
Right, guys. Thanks, Coach. Have fun today.
How are you?
Good, real good.
Oh,
how
Coach.
Hall of Famer.
That's because of you, man.
No.
And that's because of you and this guy.
I didn't do it. You're the one who played, not me.
Oh, man.
I haven't talked to you in freaking forever.
Probably when I left.
I have never thanked you for me coming to this place. I met my wife here. I met the guys like Matteroli. Freaking the Brotherhood.
And I, amazing. You know what? It was a great time. I remember I was telling the story when I saw your name that you were made the Hall of Fame, and I knew you played in the NFL. I followed you, and I said, I think it was, I went to home visit you, and I went through the pass. I was the last car that they let through. You know, they're like, people are like, no, don't go. I said, I gotta go. And I think it was the last car that went through. And it was a white knuckle ride. and I got there. I don't remember if it was home visit or a game.
I would say it was a home visit because you and Coach Alt at the time were sitting there with my dad, my mom, and just hanging out. And it was a stormy.
For you.
It was basketball season. And it was the recruiting season. It was a little bit, you know, you guys are still playing, we weren't.
Yeah.
And I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. And I remember going to the back porch and talking to my mom and dad as you guys left in the laundry room. For some reason, I just walked away for a second and said, I mean, you guys have a chance to go watch me play. You guys have a chance to freaking.
It was a great fit.
It's a great fit for me.
Your folks are doing.
Okay. I talked to my mom today, as I do every pregame.
Awesome.
Still to this day. And we gotta get some pictures too.
Yeah.
But this is my son and I today. We went hiking up above Collin Ranch.
How old?
He is 7 right now.
Awesome. He's gonna be a big kid.
He's 90 pounds.
Oh,
and he'll be 8 in December.
That's awesome.
And then I have a little lady. She is her name is Bianca, and she is a
girl.
She rules.
You got kids?
Oh, there you go. I did those hairs by the way. Look at that.
Man. Oh,
she
man.
Is Devil Wears Prada kind of girl.
Oh,
she is all over the place.
Girls are fun.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that little wall's still over there.
Oh yeah.
Did you go over there yet?
No, not yet.
So they have like apartments that are being put right in front of it.
So there'll
be apartments and then the wall.
Oh shoot.
It's kind of like
they can't take the wall down.
No.
They gotta keep that.
Char got a holding pen on. Alt's yelling. This is the funniest story ever. This is before you got there. Alt's yelling. Who got the holding penalty? Who got the holding penalty? And I said, Char. And he said, and he thought it was Shariar. It was senior day.
Yeah.
He says, you're done to Shariar. Shariar's going crazy.
Oh, no way.
I'm like, Kalanaka's trying to, I said, hey, bro, it's falling apart down here. Just be quiet for a second. And I'm sitting here, and then one time I'm sitting there talking to you guys, and I hear this yelling on the headsets.
Shut up.
I'm yelling. You guys' eyes got this big. I'm like, oh,
never crap.
It was Chris Alt standing behind me. He just walked away. He never said anything to me again.
Man, so good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Thinking back about all, I've been coaching 40 years.
40
this was
years?
A great stay. Even though Chris Alt was it was a great stay. I probably should have stayed. It was fun. But the guys, I've had a few groups that were like you guys, you know, blue collar guys. Here, Fresno, Utah State, and then here in Hawaii, these guys are, you know, they just love playing football. But it's not that way everywhere.
No. Does weather remind you of the blue-collar practices we used to have?
Oh, yeah.
I remember as a freshman going down and watch these guys, and all, you know, it's like, hey, freshman, guys. And, you know, we had real grass. And so I think one of our routines was to go pick out all the bigger rocks and leave the lesser rocks, you know? And so I think the ones that hurt.
No sleeves.
Yeah, no sleeves. You can't wear sleeves. You got to grind out. And then we were in charge of the freshmen had to run and Pete Rose in the freaking mud and the muck on the practice field.
Fun.
That was good stuff, man. That was good stuff. Coach Weber, good to see you. Oh my goodness, Coach Mark Weber in the house. I haven't seen him since he left back in Vegas, and he's been on the stand. I mean, he was so many places. I'll be back in 15 minutes. We had a great conversation with O-line. Oh yeah, O-line. Coach Mark Weber, his O-line coach.
Oh, I saw you talking to him. Were you recording that?
The whole 20 minutes. The whole 20 minutes, John Rady.
He's Mike Edwards with Tailgate Tour Stop number 5, bringing us the sounds and sensations from Mackey Stadium before the homecoming game against Hawaii. Corey Rush is in his first season as a graduate assistant coach. His playing career with the Wolfpack ended last year when he was an all-conference performer on the defensive line as a senior. Here's Corey.
Coach Norvell, in his last two press conferences, seems to sound like he wants to channel his inner Bear Bryant to a certain degree. Has that actually been the case in practice, or has that just been more kind of a rhetorical edge, a tonal edge that he's bringing to the team?
Nah, he's definitely frustrated just with this last game and with how we all collectively performed, and obviously wasn't the outcome we wanted. But he's done a really good job of, in front of the team, not really letting that come out and just really being like, hey, okay, let's restart. Let's hit the reset button and let's keep moving forward. And I think the boys have really responded to that.
What does it say about where this program is that there can be this much intensity and desire to hit the restart or the reset button in a season that's 3-2? You know what I mean? It's not an 0-5 start. There seems to be that kind of urgency, though.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's just a testament to how far we've came within this program. I remember times around here where we were getting very happy to be sitting where we're at right now. But as our program grows and as we try to get better and strive for greatness every day, the expectations are going to raise. And what was good last year isn't good anymore. What was good the year before isn't good anymore. Like, it's about getting better. And right now, just being 3-2 and just having a winning record isn't satisfactory.
I get the sense that, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I get the sense that this might be the most talented roster top to bottom Coach Norvell has had, and that's also part of why the expectations are higher.
For sure, for sure. I mean, every room in our building has kids who have proven more than capable to perform at this level. I know the guys I coach, I can go on and on for hours about each and every one of them and why they have our utmost confidence, and I know that's how every single coach in our building feels about their room. But we just haven't all played together and all played good for 60 minutes straight yet this season. And I think once we can put that together and once that happens, it'll be off to the races from there, and I think we'll really start hitting that stride.
I know it's a bye week, and so it's been a while, but I do want to ask just one question about the Hawaii game. How much of a bummer was that for you?
It sucked for sure. It was horrible. No, I mean, it always sucks when we lose, no matter if we lose to Hawaii or if we lose to Air Force or Boise, you know what I mean? Some do mean more than others, but it always sucks when we lose, and it sucked more on this end just because I want it so bad for everybody else, for Coach Norvell, for Coach Castillo, and for all of our players. I mean, I just see how much everybody puts in to being a good team, and when we just don't get the job done, it's horrible. So that was a bummer, but like I said, they all are.
It's interesting this year because, like, the two losses have been rather one-sided. So I think that they probably sting a little bit more than your garden variety loss might.
For sure.
But football's a funny game, right? Like, I actually don't think you guys were 54-3 bad. It just ended up that way. Is it a situation where you just need some fine adjustments? I don't get the sense that you have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go back to the drawing board in terms of what we actually do or in terms of how the kids need to view the games and how we prepare. But I think we need to go back into the drawing board in the sense of, like, coming to a point where we're ready to go to work every day and we're ready to play all the time and do that, because the season's a grind. I know for myself as a player, you look up about week 5, week 6, and you realize, wow, there hasn't been a day since August where I haven't really put on a helmet or pads or thought about ball or lifted or done something for football. And just having a bye and being able to get away from each other, get away from the game for a little bit, I think that's what's done wonders and where we had to hit the reset button, because everybody definitely got away from each other, either went home or hung out with friends and family out here or went and recruited, as a lot of our full-time coaches did. We didn't really see each other. And when you're so close to a group of people and you don't really see them, it doesn't take long to start missing them. I started missing a lot of the coaches that I coach with within a day of being on the bye week, just because I'm so used to seeing them and hearing their voices, and then you're not around each other. It just gets kind of weird for a little bit. But the energy that I've seen within our office, from the players at practice, in meetings, everybody's just back and happy to be together and really ready to try to string a couple together and have a good season during the Mountain West play.
What does San Jose State present matchup-wise? I mean, their quarterback has really improved. He's only thrown one interception. He's got like seven touchdowns. They beat Arkansas at Arkansas. I mean, that's not nothing.
Yeah, no, they're a much improved team. You know, San Jose State, we've been able to get the last couple of years, but they've done a great job over there. Their coaching staff and players have of just getting better. Like, they're so much improved from where they were last year. They play good on offense. They play good on defense, and they play hard. They play exciting football. So it'll be a test for us. But I think our boys are up to it, and we're just looking forward for the opportunity to play another Mountain West game.
There have been some changes on the defense in the depth chart with the linebackers and with the secondary, but it hasn't really changed too much up front. Do you feel like the defensive line, the Coach Ship unit, the Corey Rush unit, do you guys feel like you're kind of on the right track and you just need to maintain what you're doing?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's Coach Ship unit. I just help out as much as I can, but...
But I'm talking to you.
Yeah. No, I hear you. But Coach Chip brought so much, and he's been such a. I've learned an unbelievable amount in the time he's been here than I ever knew about the game and about just how to talk to kids and how to do things since he's been here. So I give him all the credit and the kids the credit because they're all special kids. But yeah, I mean, the boys are playing good. They're getting better every day. But I think we all kind of knew that. Other than losing me, they all came back, and they're all really better than me. So I knew that they were going to be a special unit, and I think that they can get immensely better in so many different areas. And if we just commit ourselves to focusing on the details and leading and bringing energy to the practice field and actually trying to get better at things each and every day, we're going to be unbelievable. But they must recommit themselves to that. Or we can just be average. So it's really all about practice. I sound like a coach, man.
You are a coach, man.
I would never say this stuff when I was a player. That's funny.
Do you have a Malik Henry hot take?
No, I don't. I think he's I know he came here with a reputation, but I think from the time I've known him, I haven't really seen it that you know, I think that sometimes shows like that are going to try to not necessarily illustrate people poorly, but they're not going to do them any favors because it's entertainment. You know what I mean? It's Netflix. It's a big deal, but
it's not journalism.
Yeah, it's not the real. And yeah. I just think that he's been a great kid since we've gotten to know him, and I think that he's going to go out there and do big things for us and play well. I think the kids are behind them, and I think everybody's together on it. So let's whoever's under center, that's our guy, and we got to roll. So I'm just really looking forward to getting a chance to see him compete on Saturday.
I know we've talked about this because there have been other changes at quarterback when Carson was replaced by Christian because he was banged up. I know it's more on the offensive side that actually has to deal with kind of the nuance of a different guy, but does it affect how the defense prepares or thinks about the game at all?
Honestly, no. We really just worry about what we have to do. Like for me, all I'm really concerned with is the D-line and making sure they're prepared and making sure they're getting the best that they can get. And that's the same for Coach Ship, Coach Chamorris with the safeties, Coach Locke with the corner, and Coach Castillo with the linebackers and the entire defense. It's kind of like you do a little, you do a lot. So realistically, we're just focused on our rooms and focused on making sure that our jobs are taken care of. So who they play or who they choose to start any given Saturday doesn't really have a ton of effect on any of us. But we just know that whoever is the guy, we got him, and we're going to do the best that we can to help them win and put them in a situation where they can have success.
Do you or do other non-quarterback players or former players kind of roll their eyes sometimes because the media and fans spend so much time talking about that one position when very clearly it's a team sport?
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback is definitely the man. Like, he's definitely got the most on his plate. He's got to perform, and he's got to give us a chance to win. But realistically, like, when you're in a football season, it's not that glamorous. It's a lot of hard work. and we grind. Like, we try to get everything out of every day. So there's really not a lot of energy left over to worry about, you know what I mean, if someone else is going to be okay or stuff like that. So the quarterback position, although it's a big deal, especially to the fans and to the media and everybody, if you're really focused and invested in the team success, then you're focused and invested on doing your job and helping others do theirs. So we personally don't really pay it a whole bunch of mind.
He is Corey Rush. Nevada hosts San Jose State on Saturday. 1 o'clock is the kickoff time from Mackey Stadium. Join Mike Edwards and me at noon with the Bud Light Tailgate Show. Until Saturday, so long, everybody.